Thank you for calling customer support. Bruni Jack speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm calling because there's a charge on my bank statement from this number. Can you tell me what that is for?
What's your zip code, please?
92867.
One moment.
Thank you.
What is your name, ma'am?
Virginia Ashline.
I'm sorry?
Virginia Ashline.
Okay, Miss Virginia, will you verify your address, please?
1051 North LaSalle, number 207, Orange, California, 92867.
All right, I've located your transaction here. And let's see what we got going on here. So you paid $5.74 to receive an entry to a contest. That's a sweepstake.
An entry? I haven't done anything, so I don't know where that's coming from.
Did you fill out a survey or sweepstake on the back of a receipt?
No. I haven't done any shopping.
Would anyone else in the household have done this?
Not that I'm aware of, because I'm the only one in my household.
So you have what was done, your credit card, your email. They even put in the address, email, phone number, all of that. Chances are if someone just had your card, they wouldn't fill out all that or have all that to fill out. However, it would have stemmed, verify your phone number, 657-291-9648.
That's my phone number. That is my phone
so,
number.
What it shows here, it actually shows that it's a contest entry. And somewhere along the line, whether it's a receipt on the back of a Costco, Home Depot, T-Mobile, or something like that, it would state that you do the survey. In exchange for the survey, they're going to automatically enroll you in some type of program, whether it's a meal plan or no meal plan. In this case, it said for the customer will receive an entry for a sweepstake drawing, and they will be charged for the online discount store, and you will receive a $125 voucher monthly for the discount store. So if you
Whatever it is, I need this to be canceled because I haven't done no transactions. I don't belong to no social media or nothing. So
well, let me transfer you
who...
to the fraud department, okay, and go from there,
right? Okay, thank you.
Hold on. Customer claiming fraud. Because there they can do an investigation and they'll know exactly where it comes from. And
okay, I appreciate it.
Hold on. So we're going to cancel this membership. I'm going to give you a cancellation number here.
Thank you.
Make a notation. Customer calls in. Does not want membership. Accounts canceled. One moment, please. Okay, so your cancellation number, ma'am, is C as in Charlie.
Okay, sorry, 1 second. Let me put this into my phone. Okay, it's C as in Charlie.
205. I'm sorry. 2605.
2605. 753-84. Okay, awesome.
And let me double check this myself to make sure that it did take. So I see here on 6/12 at 2:12 a.m. The account was created. A cancel account was created, and that's it. And going forward, and by being canceled, and going forward, it doesn't have that reoccurring charge with it.
Okay, but is this the 570 going to be refund?
Was that a same day transaction? The only way I can do that if it was same day.
The same day.
Okay, yes, I can do that, ma'am.
Thank you.
Let's see here. We'll do a same day void. Which is hold on 1 moment. Let's use this section that just has same day voids on the date of the date. Okay, yes, ma'am, it was canceled. Oh, the same day void is what I'm doing now, though. It's on a different page. So void out $5.74. Do you want to say yes? And the order was voided successfully. Okay, and thank you for calling customer support.
All right, thank you so much. You have a great night.
I know, right? Thanks so much. Have a good evening. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.